Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are doing Mission Possible with our friends from Hastings Family Service. And we want to welcome today Chris Cope, the Executive Director, and Maddie Millerin is here. She's the Program and Administrative Assistant. Great to see both of you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How goes it? We are talking in the month of November, but we're going to blink and Christmas is going to be here. What?
I know.
What? So I know this is a very busy time for you guys to come in. Thank you for coming in today to chat with us. One of the holiday kickoffs I know for you is Gobblegate.
It is. And Mo, you've been involved with Gobblegate. You've sang the national anthem, correct?
Yes, I have.
Yes,
yeah. And that's just today, right before I got here, I was riding the loop here in Hastings, our transit system that we have that runs on Tuesdays. And it's a circulator that stops at multiple residences, including Hastings Family Service. So the Executive Director of DARTS and myself, Ann Bailey, hopped on the loop at 9:26 a.m. And there were only two seats left on it.
Oh, I love to hear that.
It was full, and it was just so much fun. And I like to work the crowd, so I was getting car sick, so I kept turning around, talking to all these people, and there were... We had three different people in wheelchairs, and so I had to keep moving back there. I was just, you know, that's me. I like to work the crowd. So it was fun. But Anne told me she'd never been to Gobblegate. Normally they go out of town, and she's going to be in town this year. And so I got the opportunity to kind of tell her about what it is and just the energy that we have downtown Hastings. And Maddie, that was that your first Gobblegate last year or no?
I had, you know, ran or walked in it one year.
Okay.
But that was my first time, working there. And yeah, being there,
you know, it's such a beautiful day of energy, and when that national anthem is sang, and now we have the Hastings High School choir that comes and sings the national anthem, and I think it's vocal jazz, or I forget exactly who it is that comes, and oh my gosh, it's just that American flag hanging over Second Street, and it's just a day of Thanksgiving, and a day of just a reminder of why we love living in this community, because we come together really just to help our neighbors. And that's what Gobblegate has done for us for the last 22 years. Each year they come back and make a contribution, and each year those contributions grow, and each year that allows us to really be in a place where we can make sure that we're doing the best that we can, and that we're not just a bag of food and not just a hot delivered meal, but we're so much more than that. And not all organizations have that luxury of having a partner that is influxing last year $127,000 into the agency's budget. And so we're so grateful for our friends, Mayor Mary Fassbender and Jay Kochendorfer and Brian Radke and Stacia Piney. The four of them make this happen. And I'm on the Gobblegate website. That's where you get all the good information. It's just gobblegate.com. And you can get everything from where you can pick up your t-shirts, where you can register, a little history about how Gobblegate started in 1998, and I had the chance to have breakfast at Perkins with the four organizers a couple weeks ago, and I promised them I'd only stay for 10 minutes, but brevity is not my strength. But really, it was they were asking questions, and I was telling them about how they're impacting our mission, and you know how this is they're behind the scenes of helping people, and they don't realize it. And this community is behind the scenes. I mean, there are so many people that are impacted by what Gobblegate does. So please, if you don't have it as a part of your tradition, I encourage you to sign up one time, and you probably will never
not. What I love about it is before we kind of all go off into our own families and celebrate, we celebrate as a community Thanksgiving, and I really like that aspect.
I do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think for a lot of folks who have that tradition of being together as family, it is an adjustment, like, oh, wait, first I'm going to do this, then I'll do that. But I like how you said it. It's celebrating with your extended family and your community first.
Right.
So please, we hope you'll come to Gobblegate, and you can get information at Hastings Family Service or go to the website and find out more.
So what else do we have coming up before the holidays?
Well, our big thing right now we're working on is Project Share. So we already have families with minor children coming in, and there's still lots of appointments available if anyone is interested. So they come in and they meet with a volunteer, and they are able to, you know, sign up for if they want gifts for the holidays, or we also offer they can sign up for food. And so they would just meet with a volunteer and sign up for that. And then coming up soon also, I think it's next Wednesday, we're going to go live on our Adopt-A-Family website. And so donors can go in and sign up for any of these families if they want to adopt them for the holidays.
Maddie, how many families have signed up so far to receive assistance?
So far, we've had probably about between 70 and 75
already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. And we need more. So you think you need help with the holidays this year, give us a call and we can tell you what's involved. It's pretty easy.
It is, yeah.
And we need to get as many families in the system as possible, because mm-hmm. next week, those very patient donors who really want to go out and do some shopping and to take care of another family, they're going to come in and they're going to swipe up all 75 of those families probably in one day.
Yeah, the sooner you sign up. Yeah,
so we really encourage you to, if you need help, to give us a call. And Maddie, what's required to, can you just tell our listeners what's required to sign up?
Yeah, so really the only thing is you just have to be a resident of the Hastings School District 200. And then when you come in, you just need to bring ID for whichever adult is coming in. And then they also need a postmarked piece of mail from the last 2 weeks for every adult in the household. And then for Project Share, we do also require proof of each child, so birth certificate, social security card, school record,
medical card,
mm-hmm. WIC.
Not all those things, just one of
just
them.
One.
Just one, right?
One that proves you are, right. That the child does exist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then you're supposed to, also one thing where you can be really organized is get together a wish list. Tell them about the wish list.
Right, yeah. So for adults, we usually say we try to keep the gift around like $30 per adult. But kids, and they can get up to three gifts, we try to keep it around $90. And so
total.
Total, right. Yep, for each child. So when they come in, we like that they kind of have an idea of what they're looking for, because then when they sit down with the volunteer, they kind of write out their ideas of good ideas for what donors can get for them.
Yeah, you know, we hear donors say it's so great when their wish list they receive has a lot of detail, because they really do want to buy specifically what that family wants. And I haven't adopted a family for a few years, but the last time I did, it was kind of a last-minute decision. It was very close to the holidays, and as you can imagine, the staff and volunteers at Hastings Family Service already are so busy that time of year that I don't know what inclined me to decide to do this so last minute. But fortunately, the family that I selected, they had put all of their wish list items happened to be available on Amazon. That's what they wrote on their wish list, and they had like all the exact details and the model numbers.
Right.
So literally, in like 1 hour, I went into Amazon, I ordered every single gift, and they were shipped to my door 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that made it so much easier.
Right.
Luckily, this family didn't want their gifts wrapped. Thank you, Lord. Because that was one less thing. So our families get to choose if they want them wrapped or not. And many families don't want them wrapped because they want that joy of being able, and they want to kind of see for sure what is in those packages before they put them under the tree for their child. So, you know, the more detail that you can give, the easier it is for our donors too. So,
and I think one of my favorite things, because last year was my first year doing this, and I loved, there was a lot of donors that reached out to me saying that they themselves had received this in the past, that they had signed up for gifts, and you know, they're at a place where they're able to give back now. And sometimes they were in a completely different part of the state now, but they still wanted to come back to Hastings just to adopt a family. And that was, those are always some of my favorite stories.
Yeah, today when I was riding the loop, I sat next to a resident of Mississippi Terrace, and she said that they have a coffee group. And last year they adopted a family with three teenage boys. And so they found out they weren't real prepared for the wish list that these boys wanted, because it was all like video game and technology type things. But it, what ended up happening is they ended up connecting with all these other residents who knew about technology. Mm-hmm. And so they found everything they needed. And and she said, I learned so much about what kids like today. Mm-hmm. And she said it was really so much fun. And then they used their coffee time together to wrap the gifts. And so it really can be a fun thing for a group to do.
And a meaningful way to celebrate the holidays.
Right, yeah. And a lot of families will try to, you know, if they have two girls, they'll try to get a family with two girls around the same age, so then the kids kind of are
it's
able
good
to
for
shop.
Kids.
And, yeah, it definitely
good for
is.
Kids. Yeah.
It's a good family thing.
It's a
to
great
do.
Way for a family to just teach your children the joy of giving. And our newsletter will be coming out here relatively soon, and the article that I wrote was exactly that I'm so inspired by so many of the stories that we hear and see every day, and some of them are the inspiration of the donor who involves their grandchildren in shopping for their adoptive family, or for that donor who is so intentional on finding just that perfect gift for someone they don't even know. And, you know, it's just really, it just says so much about the character of those two people. But the stories that are probably the most inspiring are the stories we hear of our neighbors who come in and need the help. And the particular mom that I had run into this earlier this year, she was apologetic when I saw her, because she said, you know, I don't usually have to come in for help, but it's this time of year when it's such a big ticket thing. We can get by with the basics, but we can't get by. And all I want is for my kids to have the same Christmas that everybody else has. And so, you know, it's good to remind her that, hey, that's why we're here. And maybe someday when you're in a different place, you can be here for someone else. And that's like mm-hmm. Maddie said, we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
How inspiring that is, you know, just to hear someone giving back when they can.
And I think one of the other great things that I remember about this program is that a lot of times it's the parents that you have to remind, we'd like to get you gifts as well.
Yeah.
And they'll say, nope, I just want them for our kids. Mm-hmm. Or what the parents would like for Christmas, you know, basic things like new bath towels.
Exactly.
And that's something that, yeah, a lot of parents, we have to try to convince them, because they get a $30 gift, you should get something for yourself, because a lot of times they'll just want to add it on to their kids or, you know, something like that. And so we try to say you should get something too this Christmas.
Yeah, you know, and even if it is something frivolous sometimes, I think that's okay, because
of course it's
they don't have that opportunity mm-hmm. to be frivolous. And I love that they have this one opportunity to, you know, something simple for $30, but mm-hmm. they would feel guilty purchasing. But we train our volunteers to work with them and encourage them on that. So mm-hmm. one of our great volunteers, Gretchen Studensky, she's been a part of this program for many, many years, and mm-hmm. she's back there right now registering folks that are signed up to come in today. But she was really excited because one of the other things she does for us is she pins on the safety pins to the Gobblegate badges.
And there's a lot of them.
Yes, I think about 3,000. And so they are here. They arrived today, and Gretchen, I mean, you wouldn't think someone would get excited about that, but it gives her something to do, and it's something she can do. And so she mm-hmm. Was busy pinning in the Christmas Project Share room, and the lights were dimmed, and there was Christmas tree and sparkle lights.
I can't believe it's Christmas time already, because I feel like we just blinked, and it was Christmas in July.
Did you hear
when I was at your wonderful space
and
took advantage of Christmas in July?
Oh,
but
good.
Now it's real Christmas. What the heck?
It is, and I just heard on NPR this morning that people that decorate early have better mental health, they say.
They
believe it.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense.
Maddie, what was it that you told me that your college roommates had to put a moratorium on?
Oh, well, because I always loved celebrating Christmas, and so they always told me that on the 25th of every month, I could play as much music as I wanted, and I could, you know, have Hallmark movies. And so the 25th of every month, that was Maddie's day.
Yeah, and she the college and house. So when we hired her for this position and told her she'd be in charge of Project Share, she didn't share like her obsession with Christmas, and so it was like a match made in heaven.
Come on, too strong.
So, yeah. So, you know, if you'd like to volunteer, keep an eye on
it. And what are some of those opportunities, please?
Yeah. So there are lots of different ways you can get involved. We've got Gobblegate packet stuffing coming up. That's on Saturday, November 23rd. And then the next spots will be available for some Thanksgiving packing. And then for Project Share, you just go to our website. There's gift receivers. Mm-hmm. There are food packers. There's North Pole room setup volunteers. Mm-hmm. There are food packing folks who help pack all of our pre-packed boxes for Project Share. Again, lots of gift receiver positions. So just go to our website. There's food carts. There's food docks. Shopping assistants. That's a really fun one where you work in the North Pole.
That would be fun.
And What happens is we have about maybe how many families were adopted last year?
Adopted. Close to 200. It was quite a few.
So about
yeah.
200 of our families will be adopted, but we'll have another 200 to 250 mm-hmm. that'll sign up. So those individuals will then actually shop in the North Pole. So right now we are accepting donations to stock the North Pole. So those most needed items that are found on our website are a great idea. Or if there's something that you know you really would love, Mo, and maybe you'd like to buy two and donate one for our North Pole, that'd be something maybe another mom would really enjoy too. So that's the North Pole's a fun room, and it really we like to stock it as well as we can. So thank you to this community for helping Project Share be an ongoing tradition for over almost 50 years here. Mm-hmm. It really is a fun time of year to witness.
The holidays are here, everybody. And they are celebrating and getting ready at Hastings Family Service. We want to thank our guests today, Chris Cope and Maddie Milleran from Hastings Family Service, and do visit them online at hastingsfamilyservice.org if you have any questions about any of the things we chatted about. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.